Millions of chickens, mounds of manure, swarms of flies. Pests so plentiful and so persistent, they insist on dining with you.
No one wants flies crawling on their food.
This is what life in the country has become for Becky Kibler. For Becky and other residents of LaRue, a small town in north central Ohio, the family dinner offers a lesson in pest control.
We've never had meals before where we've had napkins and paper towels covering our platters and our bowls. And to get food, you have to lift the paper towel, because if you didn't do it that way, flies would be walking all over your food and landing on them.
Becky Kibler blames the fly infestation on the Buckeye Egg Farm, a massive corporate-run operation that critics say isn't just your typical chicken farm. Under its old name, AgriGeneral, the company had a history of health, safety, and labor problems. Company officials could not be reached for comment on the current controversy. But a few months ago, in a written statement, the company promised its new management team would improve the farm's operations. Farmer Ed Lersman, though, is skeptical. Lersman is with the Ohio Family Farm Coalition, a group that considers large corporate farms a direct threat to family-owned operations.
It's exploitation, and any time you exploit the environment and the land and the people, that's sinful.
Lersman wants the governor of Ohio to put a halt to expansion of factory farms until new regulations can be passed. He's not alone. Groups ranging from the Sierra Club to church organizations are joining the call for a moratorium. They say Governor George Voinovich could issue an executive order to halt the issuance of new permits if he chooses to. But the Voinovich administration says the governor lacks the authority to limit factory farms. Mike Dawson is a spokesman for the administration.
The governor just can't come out one day and say, I think we have too many gas stations, we're not going to have any more gas stations, or I think we have too many radio stations, we're not going to have any more radio stations, or I think we have too many farms, we're not going to have any more farms. That's not the way the legal process works.
Critics of factory farming say the mega farms discharge manure, dust, and feathers, which can in turn lead to respiratory disease. They say the operations pollute the air and water in a way that small family farms don't, dumping massive amounts of animal waste into nearby waterways and increasing levels of salmonella in area rivers. Several states have already taken action to slow the growth of factory farms. A judge in Indiana, for instance, has shut down a proposed feeding operation, and North Carolina has imposed strong restrictions after a spill of 35 million gallons of animal waste killed 10 million fish. The spokesman for Ohio's governor, Mike Dawson, concedes new regulations may be necessary to deal with the potential health hazards posed by large-scale farming.
The governor has been made aware of the problems. He understands the problems, and that's why he has told the Departments of Health, the EPA, and the Department of Agriculture to do everything in their power to abate those problems as best they can.
Neighbors of the Buckeye Egg Farm have offered the governor an invitation to visit their area. So far, though, he's declined to do so. Lawmakers in Ohio are now considering several bills dealing with large-scale farm operations. The Ohio House and Senate may vote on the proposed restrictions later this year. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Maria Gallagher in Columbus.